You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This Friday, Aotearoa will be celebrating Matariki as a public holiday for the first time. To mark the occasion, I spoke to Māori Studies Professor Dr. Dan Hikaroa from the University of Auckland about the significance of the holiday.
O kia ora tātou, te whānau o BFM. Ngā mihi o te rangi, ngā mihi o te rangi i te wā o Matariki, me ki te rā nei, te rā pōpoto o te rau, te rā poto o te tau. So just greetings to the B listenership on today, the shortest day, and in the time of Matariki. Ka pai.
So for those who aren't really that familiar with Matariki, what is the holiday celebrating?
The holiday is celebrating the rise of Matariki, and Matariki is the cluster of stars, which includes Matariki as one of the stars, but also has eight other stars, and many traditions have those other stars being the offspring, and some have also the partner of Matariki. So it celebrates the rising of Matariki, that cluster in the eastern skies, and that marks that the shortest day of the year has been, and so a new year has started.
What is the, like, I guess, how significant is it that Matariki is now an official public holiday?
To me, Matariki having been designated as a public holiday is notable on two counts. The first is it's the first kind of Indigenous-inspired public holiday anywhere in the world, and the second is because it's Indigenous to this place. It's of New Zealand, and it recognises, I think, a maturing of our society, a maturing of New Zealanders, where we come to realise that some of the Māori ways of knowing and being doing are actually for everyone to participate in, not just for Māori.
How can Kiwis celebrate Matariki while also being respectful to traditional values?
And so the importance of Matariki was that it marked the beginning of a new year. The shortest day had passed, and so you could begin to look forward to resetting the calendars. Remembering, of course, that the most commonly used calendar for Māori was the Maramataka, which is the monthly lunar calendar, and that's best described as a lunar stellar ecological calendar. Lunar because it's every day or night of the lunar month. Stellar because every month is associated with a star or a cluster of stars. And ecological because within each month there are groups of days or individual days in which it's been determined that particular activities you'd be better suited to doing, and these are often related to things like gardening or fishing. And so the importance of Matariki is twofold. It signals that the shortest day has passed, and so a new year has begun. It also allows you to then calibrate your monthly lunar calendar with your solar year. And most lunar calendars are 30 days. And the solar year is, of course, 365, and so they don't align. And so that's where a lot of the variability in the way that different iwi and hapū and their traditions, they acknowledge Matariki is their own way of aligning a 30-day calendar with a 365-day year. So that was the important part of why it became a really key date in the Māori society. Now, as the practices evolved, it also became a day of remembrance, and so I was lucky enough to be invited to Mukokokoku at Takaparawha this morning. It was hosted by Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei. And so one of the key things we do on Matariki is we remember those in our whānau and our friend groups that have passed away in the previous year, and they are aligned with the star of Pohutukawa. And so we acknowledge them and we remember them, and then we farewell them. And so they then go aligned with the star of Pohutukawa. And then another important aspect of the day is kind of putting your kind of New Year wish, as it were, or New Year resolution. And we align that with Hiwai Te Rangi, the star that you put your hopes and aspirations for what you want to achieve for the year. And there are other stars too, where the tohunga, those who are already schooled in these arts, they would look at different stars that dictate how the weather might be, how the growing patterns might be, what the crops might be. And so all of those observations are made for Matariki. And so the key thing nowadays is very much aligned with that. It's about coming together. It's about being with whānau and friends. It's about having a little bit of kai. And tūmu kohu kohu, as was described this morning, is the sweet steam that arises from the umu or from the hangi that you have. And you dedicate some of that food to Matariki. And so when you have something from tupua nuku, something from the ground, so it was kumara this morning, you have something from tupua rangi, something from you reach above your head, so it could be fruit or it could be, in this instance, birds that can fly, and this was a chicken. Then you have food from Waiti and Waita, and this morning it was tuna eel, and it was, oh, actually, we don't know, it was a big fish, we were told, from the seas. And so you would dedicate those to Matariki, and once the steam had kind of passed away, then you could come and partake of some of that food because it had served its purpose. And so, you know, you come together with family, you share food, you remember your loved ones that have passed, and then you think about aspirations and hopes for the next year. So that's the way that it's being celebrated, which is already being celebrated for some folks around Aotearoa New Zealand. And then we jump to the question of, you know, well, how might Pākehā or Tauiwi participate respectfully in Matariki? And it would be doing those exact same things. It would be about coming together as family, reconnecting. It would be about remembering your loved ones that have passed on in the year previous, about sharing food, and about sharing aspirations and thinking about what it is you aspire to achieve. Some people have said, oh, gosh, you know, councils are say, hey, we should have a big fireworks display to commemorate Matariki. And I know some people have come out and said, oh, no, that's not aligned with the values. And, well, on the one hand, you might say yes, because Māori never had fireworks. But a fire is an important part. The ahi is an important part of many groups, iwi or hapū or hapuri, those communities. Having fire is an important part of it. And so the idea of having fire is not completely alien for Māori. Certainly we didn't have fireworks. But if it was given in the context of, you know, the celebratory aspect of fireworks and noting they come from another culture, you know, the Chinese culture, and they celebrate their New Year with fireworks, I think if there was a good kōrero, a good discussion around what was intended by the use of fireworks, some people might find that to be quite satisfactory, and others may still find that it doesn't really work for them. Another thing that often people associate with Matariki is the flying of kites, the manuauti. And this was associated with trying to determine whether you would have a windy year or not. And so that's associated with one of the stars, I think it's Urugami. And so all of these activities are actually aligned with some of the nine stars, Jack.
For a lot of people, when Matariki was announced to become a public holiday, a lot of people were saying, oh, why do we need to have another public holiday when Matariki is always celebrated? Do you have any comments on this?
Yeah, that's an interesting response. I mean, we have some other public holidays and they're aligned with, you know, some chap who tried to blow up Parliament back in England. They're aligned with some other folks which have very, very heavy connections with religion. We celebrate the birthday of a queen in another country with whom New Zealand has connections with. And so the idea, at least in principle, that we would have a public holiday that's, you know, of this place, that's for this place, you know, really does make a lot of sense. Then, so the in principle argument is kind of easy to make. Then the in practice argument is like, well, why do we need another holiday? And I think it actually aligns with one of the aspects of the Maramataka, which is the Māori lunar calendar. Within that calendar, there are days where it designates that, you know, you should actually put it aside and just actually have a rest day, or go and spend time in the forest, or go and spend time near the water or at the beach. And so the idea of having a day off is completely consistent with, with those practices that have been tried and tested, you know, through time. And so whilst if we used a purely economic kind of argument, you might say, oh, well, you know, we're losing productivity because no people are working on that day. The counter-argument could be actually because people are refreshed and they're coming together and they're thinking about their goals, you know, they might actually come back more invigorated and they might be more productive in the days leading up to and past the holiday than if we hadn't had one at all.
That was Dr. Dan Kuroa on Matariki.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.